Hello, 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 my friend. Oh my gosh, I can't believe it's been 2 months since I last published a podcast episode. You notice there is a new name. We are now called the Evergreen Marketing Era for Women Entrepreneurs, and I'll be talking a little bit more about why the rebrand and all of that. But I'm so excited to be back. I'm so excited to be back behind the microphone and just creating content in one of my most favorite ways to create content. So welcome. I'm so excited. But let's get into what we're going to be doing, what we're going to be talking about today. So first things first is you're going to notice there is no intro or outro. Which is crazy coming from someone who has supported many clients with launching their podcasts, you know, optimizing their podcasts and different things like that. And one of the things I teach is, you know, creating a short and sweet intro and outro, especially for people who are new to your podcast. But what I really was feeling like as I decided to bring back the podcast and rebrand and stuff like that, I just want to dive right into the conversation. I don't want to fool around with the intro and outro. So I'm going to see how this goes, how it feels and everything. And I would love your feedback, you know, your thoughts on this. But yeah, there's no intro or outro. But today, this episode is kind of like one, my welcome back. Like I said, I haven't podcasted in a couple of months. So I'm not going to lie, I'm a little bit rusty here. So I may ramble a little bit, but just stick with me. Hang with me. I promise there is a plan and purpose for this episode. But I really want to talk about one, why I stopped the podcast back in October, what I've been doing, what I've been up to, both with the podcast, but also my business, and share what's to come, what's the new direction, what's the new focus, again, with both the podcast and my business, and what you can expect going forward. So let's talk about where I've been. So and I can't remember what episode it was, but in one of my episodes, I shared that, you know, me and my husband, we bought our first house. We moved in back in June of 2025. And so I had that going on. And then a few months later, I started homeschooling my kids. And it took a lot out of me, you know, getting settled into our home. We moved to a new area. So getting acclimated with the area, but also starting this homeschooling journey. It wasn't just me having my youngest home with me. It was both my daughter and my son. And so it required more of my time and energy than I anticipated. Like, I knew things were going to shift in my business and everything, but I didn't realize how much it was going to take from me. Especially me and my kids, we are outside all the time, going to, you know, park meetups. We got plugged into, you may be familiar, you may have one in your area. It's called a Mom Walk Co. MomWalk.co is the organization, but essentially anybody can start one. We got plugged into that and they have stuff all the time. Like in December, I felt like we were doing something every week. We went to a Christmas farm. We went to a Christmas gardening activity. We went to a toy drive. We've been doing all the things. And so I decided to let the podcast go for that reason, but also because it no longer felt aligned. This past year, 2025, has just been a year of reflecting and really looking at what do I want for my business? What do I want to do with this brand and all of that? And while I am a mom, I love being a mom. Being a mom is a big part of how I run my business. I realized I didn't want to make that the whole brand. And so I shared this with my email list, which, by the way, if you're not on my email list, get on there because my email list gets first dibs on everything. Like, I give them all the tea. So my email list already knew this, but I decided to sunset the Mama Term Mompreneur brand. Now, I haven't updated everything yet. My website URL is still mamatermompreneur.com, but I've started to make changes. So on social media, I now go by Evergreen Marketing Era. The podcast, the new name, you know, Evergreen Marketing Era. And so I'm slowly making the transition, but I really felt led to sunset that brand and move into a new direction. Now, I'm still all about building a business that fits your season of life and really building a marketing system that supports you in all seasons of life and business. And one of the things I realized, especially as I reflected on the clients I've worked with and the ones I've truly enjoyed working with, and they listen to me, they implement, and they get the results. And they're not all moms. You know, some of them have no desire to be a mom at all. Some of them, they're making these changes and implementing these things to prepare for when they do enter into motherhood. And some of them are moms. And so I wanted to create this space where I'm serving women. Like, they're women first. Like, yes, they may have the mom hat or may choose to wear the mom hat one day, but it's not their main focus. And this isn't to say, like, I'm not getting into the whole, like, motherhood is my whole personality debate. I'm not saying anything against that. But I really wanted to elevate my brand in the sense of I'm working with more established women in business. And so, again, while some of them may be moms, they don't always align with the mom messaging. And I even kind of have found myself where there are certain things and certain ways that, you know, motherhood and entrepreneurship is talked about that I don't necessarily agree with or feel aligned with anymore. And so I wanted to lean into that. And so that's why I decided to sunset the Mama Turn Mompreneur brand. I love that brand. Like, it was a huge part of my journey. I grew so much. I learned so much. Again, I was able to work with so many incredible women under that brand, but it just no longer feels aligned for me. And so I, as I was reflecting on that, I was like, I need to stop the podcast, because even the whole marketing without social media, I realized like that wasn't really what I was getting at, because I really do enjoy being on platforms like Threads. And even like towards the end of 2025, so like Q4, I was showing up on Instagram. I was posting 1 to 2 times per week and everything, and I enjoyed it. And right now I'm recording this end of December, so I have it in my plans to post on Instagram, but it's not like my main platform. I do it more for fun, like kicks and giggles. But I realize like I don't have an issue with social media in that sense. I'm just more so like, that's not my main marketing channel. That's not my top priority. And so even like that messaging no longer felt aligned. You know, the whole social media optional, there was like, even to just kind of seeing how people were perceiving it, they took it as meaning like, you're saying you don't want to be on social media at all, yet I see you on social media. And it's like, nah, that's not what I'm saying. And it's like, I wanted to approach this a different way. And so I'm now leaning into this evergreen marketing era. And so when I talk about evergreen marketing, I'm talking about creating that content that markets your business and help you sell your offers in a way where it has longevity. So I've talked about this on the podcast before, but long form content is built for longevity. It is a type of content that will continue to bring you leads and nurture those leads and convert them into your offers weeks, months, and years after you've hit publish on it. Even those months when I was not publishing new episodes, every month I had so many downloads. I wasn't promoting the podcast. I wasn't talking about the podcast. I wasn't doing any of those things, but people were still finding the podcast and listening to it. So that's what I mean when I'm talking about evergreen marketing. And it really is this idea of like, you know, we're all human, right? We all have lives outside of our businesses. And so there are going to be times in our lives where we literally can't show up on social media. Like I shared about it last year when we were going through the home buying process and then moving into our home, getting settled, and then starting the homeschooling journey and all of that. I literally did not have the time or capacity to create content for social media. The most I could do was send an email. And that's what I did. I wasn't even like consistently publishing new podcast episodes. But yet my podcast was still working for me. You know, it was nurturing people, getting them on my wait list for like when I was getting ready to relaunch my accelerator program. Like, it did the work for me. And so I feel like every single business owner, regardless if you're a mom or not, needs an evergreen marketing system. And so I'm showing you how to do that through podcasting. So that was like the big aha moment I had, where I was like, oh, okay, we need to like really change things here. Like, I really got crystal clear on my messaging, and it was God challenging me. Like, I did a lot of praying, reflecting, seeking God, because I'm not going to lie, like, 2025 was a very challenging year because I just felt so misaligned and just confused and uninspired, and I didn't know what it was. And it was because I wasn't on the path God wanted me. I wasn't doing what He wanted me to do, and He was trying to get me where He needed me to go and everything. And like, there were moments where I was like, you know what? I think I'm gonna shut this business down. I think I'm done. You know, but I didn't quit. I thank God for people like Kay Hillman. That's my bestie right there. I'm my coach, who like really walked this journey with me last year, praying over me, giving me the tough love when I needed it and different things like that. And I got clear on what I wanted to do, what I needed to be doing, the direction I needed to go and all of that. And so, you know, long story short, that is why I stopped the podcast, because it just no longer felt aligned. Yeah, I decided to, you know, rebrand, relaunch the podcast this month and everything like that. And it feels really good, right? It feels aligned. It feels like I'm finally headed in the direction that God wants me to go with this business. And I have so much peace about it. Like, it just feels really good. Like, I even started putting myself out there and applying for like different speaking opportunities and stuff like that. Cause I even had stopped with a lot of the collaborations. Like, I would do one here or there, but not at the same volume that I used to. Like, I had stepped back all the way because, again, it just did not feel aligned. So that was kind of like what I was dealing with. Like, Q4 was like a whole kind of awakening, I guess you could say, or like a rebirth in the sense. Like, it was just a lot of change, and I really got crystal clear on what I needed to be doing and all of that. Now, on the personal front, I want to share this with you guys. My email list, they found this out last month, but I'm sharing it in here now on the podcast. So in October 2025, early that month, my son started going around telling me, and even random people, that there was a baby in my tummy. And I was like, you're tripping. Like, stop saying that. There's no baby in my tummy. Like, mentally, me and my husband were done having kids. And although we were saying we were done, we didn't actually do anything to prevent it. But that's a whole nother story there. But my son was right. There was, in fact, a baby growing in my tummy. And yeah, your girl is pregnant. I am due July of this year, which I'm excited because I've shared this on the podcast before. Both of my kids are April babies. And I was like, Lord, I cannot have another April baby because we will be broke in April. Because April, both of my kids' birthdays and my mom's birthday. So I was like, no, we can't do April. But we're having a July baby, and I'm excited too because my birthday is in July. But yes, I am preparing to transition to a mom of three. I'm excited. At first, I was very shocked and I was very confused. And I was like, Lord, what is going on here? Because this was not part of my plan. This wasn't on my bingo card. Like, you really just came out of left field with this because me and my husband thought we were done having kids. This year, my kids are going to be 4 and 6. And so I'm literally starting over, me and my husband. And like, we were done in the sense that we got rid of all our kids' baby stuff. I mean, the baby clothes, baby shoes, everything. We got rid of it all. But it's exciting. Like my son, he really, really wanted me to have another baby. And he's so excited. My daughter, first, she was like kind of side-eyeing us because, you know, she's the baby and stuff. But now she's on board with it. They both want it to be a boy. I'm not going to share the gender on here, but I'm excited. Like, it's, again, it was shocking, but it's exciting. And I was like, wow, like, I'm about to be a mom of three at the age of 37. But I've done a lot of hard things in my life. Like, if you're on my email list, you know some of the things that I've shared with you guys. And it's just like, you know what? I can do hard things. Like, I started this business when my son was one and I was 12 weeks pregnant with my daughter. If I could do that, I can do this. I got my podcast production certification when I was about like 39, 40 weeks pregnant with my daughter. I literally went into labor the following week after I finished the program. So it's like, yeah, I can do hard things. So one of the things I'm going to be sharing here on the podcast and with my email list is kind of like behind the scenes of how I am preparing to transition to a mom of three, but also how I'm preparing for my maternity leave. Because a big part of the maternity leave plan is really refining my evergreen marketing system. So I'm planning to take 3 months off for maternity leave, and I still want to be bringing in leads, nurturing those leads, and converting them into my offers while I'm on my maternity leave. But in order to do that, I need to have this evergreen marketing system in place, like foolproof and all of that. So I'm going to be sharing behind the scenes of how I'm doing that, what that's going to look like. Now, if you're not a mom, this is still relevant to you because maybe you're like, you know what, I'm not thinking about maternity leave, but you may want to take a month or two vacation, or you may have something happens where you need to step back for a month or two. And so how I'm building out this system is going to give you, you know, ideas of like what you need to be doing to build out your own system to support you in those unexpected moments, right? So yeah, I shared all that to say is I'm pregnant and I'm due in July. So that's that. And also too, like, you know, as I'm recording these and it sounds like I'm breathing heavy, I'm growing a whole human being who, you know, is pushing against my bladder and stuff like that. So, you know. Anyways, okay, let's talk about a little bit more of like what's new or like the new focus and direction. Like I kind of touched on this. So like the whole rebrand, we're leading into this whole evergreen marketing era. And I'm so, so excited about it. Like I'm excited to be able to get started on the whole branding and redoing my website and stuff. So that'll be coming in the coming months. And then let's talk about my actual offers. So one of the things I also did last year was I shut down the social media detox club. That was such a hard decision because like that was my baby. Like that was one of my favorite offers. I love that offer, but it was time to let it go. It no longer felt aligned. And so now what I'm doing is I brought back my Done For You podcast production services. So podcast launches and monthly podcast management. And then I also revived and revamped my accelerator program. So I had launched my accelerator program. I think I opened the cart at the end of 2024. And then we actually started January 2025. And that was one of the most incredible group programs I had ever run. But it was hard in that, like, I did weekly live calls for 3 months straight, and I had my daughter home with me full time during that time. So I knew when I brought it back, I was not going to be able to do the weekly live calls, especially having both kids home, homeschooling, and then also now, you know, about to have a newborn. So I was like, okay, how can I still, you know, create the same level of support and ensuring that, you know, they're getting the results that are guaranteed for this program? Like, how can I do this? And so I actually went back to the women who went through the accelerator program the first time, as well as a few other clients who they didn't necessarily go through that program, but they worked with me in other capacities when it came to podcasting and podcast strategy. And I did market research with them. And it was so incredibly helpful. Like, it gave me such great insights. And so I revamped the program and I relaunched it the end of 2025. And it's been going so well. Like, I absolutely love this program, especially now. It's not a group program. It's more of one-on-one support with the option of community. So like there is a community aspect to it. So because some of the women that I did the market research with, they shared that they really loved the community aspect and being able to like get other people's insights and kind of see what's working for them when it comes to podcasting. So I did include that component. And then there are two live calls monthly. So one is kind of like a coaching call, and then the other one is like a live workshop where we're going through some aspect of like podcasting for your business, podcast strategy, yada, yada, yada. So I really love how it is now. It's a lot of fun. Like I said, I've really been enjoying this and it feels good to bring it back. But also too, when I was doing the market research and talking to some of the ladies who, you know, went through the first round of the accelerator and just seeing the results they got, it's like mind blowing. So everything from seeing like, you know, their podcast downloads and listens had been like down, and then not really just seeing, you know, conversions or not knowing that, you know, they're actually signing clients from their podcast to one, increasing their listenership by 67% and seeing people going and listening back to their old episodes, but also being able to track where people were converting from, like specific episodes, like gold right there. But then also I had another woman who went through the accelerator. She, oh my gosh. So one, she implemented my podcast SEO strategy and she started seeing monthly growth. Like each month you can see like she's getting more and more listeners. So she's getting new leads monthly, but also she actually were having like leads come directly from her podcast. So within 7 months, she had about 19 leads from her podcast. And every sales call that she got on with these leads, they said essentially that they knew they wanted to work from her just from her podcast. Like, that's what we want. And this is why I also love podcasting. Like, it creates so much trust and connection. And this is one of the things that I teach inside of the accelerator. Like, you really can leverage this platform for getting visible. So getting new eyes on your business, getting actual leads for your business, nurturing those leads, and then converting them into your offers. And I've seen this in my business too. Like any client that I've gotten from my podcast and we've gotten on a sales call or we've talked in the DMs, they say, I already knew I wanted to work with you just from your podcast, or they start quoting my podcast on the call. Like, that is such an incredible impact there. I'm sorry, but no shade to social media content, but social media content could never, okay? It could never. There's just something about this type of content where you're like, you become part of people's weekly routine. Like, they look forward to your new episodes coming out. Like, that's what you want. That's what you want to build there. Okay? All right. So that's like kind of like what's been going on there with my business and all of that. And so, you know, what are you going to expect going forward? So from here on out on this podcast, we're going to be talking about all things podcast strategy, podcast monetization, but as a business owner. I don't do influencer marketing. I don't talk about sponsorships because that is none of my business. I'm trying to show you how to sign people into your offers, convert them into your offers from your podcast. I'm trying to show you how to get leads from your podcast to literally have this system where people are finding your old episodes, binging your podcast, and then reaching out to work with you, whether that's submitting an application, submitting the contact form, or sending you a DM. That's what I'm helping you build here. Now, I am going to have guests on the podcast where they're going to be talking about other ways to grow your business from like that evergreen marketing perspective. So this month I have, I think it's 3 guest episodes dropping. One is all about email marketing. Another one is about ads, because paid ads, that is another way to get leads and sales for your business. And it's a low lift way. I know people, you know, be talking negatively about ads and stuff, but I'm like, if you have the money and if you have things set up so that you actually are going to see those conversions, like you already have a offer that has been like, oh my gosh, I'm blanking on the word, but an offer that you've actually, you know, supported clients in, and you're seeing those conversions with that offer, and now you want to throw some like gasoline on the fire, paid ads is a great way to do it. So I have an expert on that. And then someone else, I can't remember the topic right now. See, pregnancy brain, y'all gonna have to bear with me. But anyways, I'm gonna be having different guest experts who can really speak to this kind of like evergreen marketing and just sustainable marketing in general. I think that's kind of like what it boils down to. You know, we've been seeing a lot of people post on social media about, you know, entering their analog year. So like having less screen time and leaning more into like the long form content and email marketing and stuff like that. And so those are the kind of conversations that I'm going to be bringing here. And then also just sharing more behind the scenes of what I'm doing, how I'm navigating these different things and whatnot. So I'm really excited about this like new direction and everything, like how it's all coming together and stuff. So I can't wait to share more with you guys, but I'm back, you know, as of right now, no more breaks. I haven't decided what things are going to look like for maternity leave, like if I'm going to try to batch and have someone edit and schedule those episodes for me for the 3 months that I'm off, or if I'm just going to actually take a break. Haven't decided on that yet, but I will definitely keep you on the loop. But as I said, if you want to be the first to know about what's going on, like for instance, when the baby is born, the email list is going to be the first to know. So get on my email list. I share everything with my email list first. I call it, it's like a group chat, because that's how I treat it. Like I am very unfiltered on my email list. I share my real and raw thoughts about different things, specifically related to podcast strategy and podcast monetization, but other things I see going on too that I don't agree with. And we have real and raw conversations, those conversations that need to be had as women in business. And so, yeah, I have linked them below, like how you can join the email list and all of that. But I will catch you guys in the next episode. I was trying to keep this episode a little bit shorter, but hey, I'm back. I had a lot to say, and yeah, I'll talk to you soon.